Pakistan is in a real politic puzzle in terms of its water scarcity. The issue has aggravated since India unilaterally suspended the 1960 Indus Water Treaty and went on to deny the lower riparian state its due of lifeline. Likewise, on the domestic front, the nation is engaged in a debate on how to overcome the pestering shortage of the essential commodity, as India has virtually stopped water discharges from Chenab River into Pakistan, resulting in a decrease from 35,000 cusec to about 3,100 cusec. Last but not least, India is also laying its hands on altering capacity at hydroelectric projects in the occupied Jammu and Kashmir to adversely impact Pakistan's share of downstream water. All that is needed at this juncture is to marshal a new water policy and come up with enough reservoirs for self-sufficiency in electricity and agriculture, and that requires increased water storages and efficient water usage. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif was on the mark as he called for building new reservoirs and completing the ongoing Daimar Basha Dam. The proposed dam, initially estimated at 479 billion rupees, has been in limbo for 6 years. Its timely commissioning will provide 6.4 MAF water. But that is just one instrument of water holding. Pakistan needs to build many more such reservoirs, as has been done by Iran, India, and Turkey over the last few decades. The tongue-in-cheek call from the PM that other reservoirs to store water must be considered in national interest might have a referral to Kalabagh Dam and other projects that fell prey to political bickering. Now is the time for greater interprovincial coordination on a master plan to secure water needs by eulogizing indigenous geological potential. While Pakistan has launched a successful diplomatic offensive to browbeat India on its water terrorism, the need is to effectively take it up in the lawfare domain too. Pakistan must knock at relevant international courts and raise the IWT suspension with the World Bank too. Pakistan has a genuine and lawfully ordained stance, and all it needs is professional cajoling to put down India on its hegemonic mat.